This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, The Difference a Gun Makes. You can find it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. A couple of years ago, a gun shop owner in Maryland agreed to sell a new gun that was coming on the market, a so-called smart gun. That decision attracted the wrath of many of his customers and gun rights advocates from around the country. Alan Yu has the story.
Andy Raymond is tall, he has a beard, he drives a black pickup truck, and he likes guns.
I'm an American. Every American should be into guns, as far as I'm concerned.
For him, guns are for sport, for self-defense, and little bits of history. He picks up one of his rifles.
So this is a Finnish Valmet. So it's there's a long story behind it. The Finns fought the Winter War against the Russians. Okay, it's super smooth, it runs like a Cadillac, but fires the same round as the AK, and it takes AK mags. So the whole point is, you could kill a Russian, take the magazines off of him, and resupply. Okay.
He sells guns from other countries, and 4 years ago, a German company got in touch and asked Andy if he would sell one of their guns.
I'm for any gun. You want to go out get a hunting rifle? Get a hunting rifle. You want to go out get an AR-15? Get one. Good for you, buddy. Go out there, shoot. Practice it. It's a skill.
The German company was selling this personalized gun. Some people call it a smart gun. That means it comes with a little watch that's an anti-theft device. If you're not wearing the watch when you hold the gun, you can't shoot it. The idea is that only the gun owner can fire this gun. A criminal can't use it. A child can't fire it by accident. Andy took this gun to the range to try it out. But the company didn't have the right kind of ammunition, and the gun jammed easily.
So, obviously they're not gun people, are they?
That gave Andy pause. It made him think these people weren't about selling guns. This was not a gun for gun people. It was a bit of a red flag, but Andy's thinking was maybe this is a way to get anti-gun people interested in guns.
Gets people shooting. Gets people to the range. And when you're at the range, you talk to other people. You shoot their stuff. See what you like, all right? So it gets people who normally wouldn't be involved in guns, gets them actually involved.
But here's the other thing about this personalized gun. A few states over, in New Jersey, there was a long-time law sitting on the books that said that once the smart gun technology becomes available, the state of New Jersey will eventually forbid any gun shop owner from selling a handgun that's not a smart gun. When word got out that Andy in Maryland was selling this gun, the gun rights people didn't like it. And so they did not like Andy.
Then everybody started calling. I mean, I got about maybe 4,000 phone calls and emails in a day. Pick up the phone and it was just somebody screaming, "You're a piece of shit." Da da da. You hang up the phone and it rings as you hang it up, and you pick it up again and "Hey, screw you," and you hang it up and pick it up again. Firearm rights, the gun culture, whatever you want to call it, it's a faith, it's a religion. And you know, you've got your rabbis and your imams and your priests of this faith. And, you know, if they identify a heretic, a blasphemer, you're going to be punished.
These were Andy's people, gun people. But suddenly, Andy was afraid someone would break into his shop and cause trouble. He spent the night behind his desk with a gun, cigarettes, and booze. Later, he decided it wasn't worth it and changed his mind. He made it known that he would not sell the smart gun. But the damage was done. Andy built his business reputation partly on building custom rifles.
So it's just pretty much a box of parts. So like you can see here, there's all this.
There's a workshop above the store.
And good to go.
But the flare-up over the smart gun hurt Andy's business.
We had customers that I've never seen again after that. When I run into people, that's what they know me by. I was known as a staunch Second Amendment advocate. Now everybody thinks that I'm some sort of progressive hipster. And I'm some kind of anti-gun gun dealer.
That was back in 2014. The hubbub has mostly died down now.
Like I said, and I say this repeatedly, I'd rather be shot by the thing than sell it again. Want no part of it.
That story was reported by Alan Yu.